From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Theater at Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We are so excited to be here in Los Angeles for a special celebrity edition of Ask Me Another. Four famous contestants are here to play our nerdy games. Darcy Carden, Brett Gelman, Missy Pyle, and Paul Scheer. But only one will win a prize more coveted than a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award. And that is an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. And to top it off, our special musical guest is Amy Mann. I love coming to Los Angeles, and now I even love it more because it is the future home of the Olympic Games. Yeah. I love the optimism of this place because you guys actually think there will still be a Los Angeles in 2028. Yeah. But then again, it's Hollywood, right? Maybe we can just fake the whole thing on a soundstage on the moon. Let's meet our first two celebritestants. First, you know him from Human Giant, The League Veep, and he has a podcast called How Did This Get Made? Please welcome Paul Scheer.
Thank you so much.
Paul, you played Stevie, a TV producer on the HBO series Veep. I feel like working on Veep would be incredible, a comedic dream come true, but I don't know. Tell me your thoughts.
No, it was an amazing show. One of the best parts of that show, though, was I got a call from the showrunner, Dave Mandel, who worked on Seinfeld and Curb and all these great shows. And he said, here's the deal. I can't tell you who you're playing and you don't have a name. Just come to set and we'll figure it out. And I said, great. But I think the one thing is like people will come up to me like, wow, you're really like a real a-hole on that show. And I'm like, I don't think so. But I think everyone is so nasty that I didn't even realize. Like, by levels, I'm pretty much on the same level. Like, we're all nice.
There's no way. Like, for someone to say, wow, you're a real a-hole in the show is like either they don't understand the show or they really think that you're doing like a really top a-hole job.
Yeah, I should take it. That's a feather in my butt, my a-hole.
Fantastic. Let's meet your opponent. You know her from Broad City and the movie Other People. She currently stars as Janet in The Good Place. Please welcome Darcy Carden.
Hi.
Darcy, so you play Janet on The Good Place. So Janet is part robot, part human. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Like Alexa and Siri, but human form?
I think that's a good way of explaining it.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, as an actor approaching that role, obviously you don't have any half-human, half-robot influences.
Right.
So how do you decide, where do you find that performance, or how do you create that?
I think when I got into it, I thought it would be simpler than it was. One time I was at a party, and I'd never experienced Alexa before, if you guys know Alexa.
Mm, yeah.
And somebody ordered...
By the way, you've just turned on everyone's Alexas all across the country.
But the host of the party sort of yelled at Alexa, like, turn off the lights and turn the music, in a way that was, like, so upsetting to me. But it really kind of, like, deeply affected me, and her response was so positive and lovely, and I was like, that's Janet. I think part of the Alexa or Siri thing should be you have to say please in order to get her to do what you want.
I like it.
It
should be please, not just her name,
I
Alexa.
Know. It's the first time you should have to say please, and then you're allowed to scream at her.
That's right. Once you establish a loving relationship, then you can just go.
Right.
Okay, Darcy and Paul, this is a star-studded show, as you know.
So many
stars. We're doing things a little bit differently.
Yes.
You're going to play three games against each other, and whoever gets the most points overall will move on to the final round. It's going to be great. Let's go to your first game. It's a trivia game called Parental Advisory. Spoiler alert, we're going to ask you to guess a film based on the MPAA's written explanation for its rating. Buzz in to answer. Here we go. Your first one. Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet star in this 1997 film rated PG-13 for, quote, disaster-related peril, violence, nudity, sensuality, and brief language. Paul.
Titanic.
That is correct, yes.
But I also knew that.
Yeah, of course.
This 2010 Tim Burton film was rated PG for, quote, fantasy action, violence involving scary images and situations, and for a smoking caterpillar. Darcy.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's right.
I'm sure you knew that.
In 2016, the third installment of this animated children's film franchise was rated PG for, quote, martial arts action and some mild, rude humor. Paul.
It's wrong, but I'll say Cars 3?
Interesting.
Cars 3? Good,
that yeah, was, yeah, I knew it was wrong because the martial arts, but I just wanted... I wanted to say Cars
yeah.
3.
Yeah. And what was the... Am I? What was the year?
Yeah, you can steal,
2016.
Darcy.
16.
It's okay. Just say whatever you got.
What I'm thinking is Lego Movie, which of course is wrong. But I said it.
Good ideas, both of you.
Thank you.
We were looking for Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, doy. So doy.
Which I know you guys watch those all the time, right?
Well, actually, I
was in one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You should be fired.
Which one?
Yeah. Give your
Which
money
one?
Back.
In the Kung Fu Panda Christmas movie, I played the voice of Victor Garber, who was not asked to do the Christmas movie.
Do you do a Victor Garber impression?
No. I just did my own voice.
In 2004, this animated sequel was rated PG for, quote, some crude humor, some suggestive content, and a brief substance reference for a scene where knights arrest Puss in Boots and find catnip on him. Paul.
Shrek 2.
That is correct.
Oh, Paul, that's really good. That's good.
This is your last clue?
Son of a.
You're okay.
Plenty of time.
All right. Plenty of time. I'm nervous.
Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton team up in this 1996 film, rated PG-13, for its, quote, intense depiction of very bad weather. Paul.
Twister.
Twister is correct.
Did you know it?
But you know I knew it.
You knew. I knew you knew
you
it.
You know I knew it.
All right, Pusiker Archung, how did our contestants do?
After the first game, Paul is in the lead.
Oh, really?